countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Now, if you were driving across the country this week, you will have noticed fields of light, bright yellow flowers in full bloom. This is the flower of the oilseed rape plant. And Louise Denver went along to visit Patrick Rooney of Derrycammer Farm in County Louth to find out more.
We're in a field of rape. It's the month of April now, so it's full yellow. It's in perfect bloom. It's amazing colour at the moment.
On Patrick Rooney's farm, rapeseed is sown in August, and come April, the crop's flowers are in full bloom.
It's the time everybody notices rape, but it's after this the yellow flowers disappear and the petals disappear and they form a little pod, little pea-like pod, and that's really what interests us.
On your farm here we have a winter crop, which means the yellow flowers are blooming now. But when does the harvest really start?
The harvest will start either late July or early August, depending on weather. And the fact that we don't use any chemicals to spray off the crop to kill it off at its very end, we just let it die off naturally and then harvest so that there's no residual chemical in the oil.
Here in Louth, it's great tillage land.
Yes.
Were we always going to be tillage farmers?
I'm an electronic engineer and kind of fell into this, but I do love the idea that we produce something that we take it the whole way through, add value and sell it on the supermarket shelf. I do like that idea.
So was this your dad's farm before?
Yeah, he was here. His uncle was here before that, and generations of their family, the Rileys, were here for generations.
What did they grow?
They were more mixed. Because I was an electronic engineer, didn't have time to be running after cattle after when they'd break out. I got rid of all livestock and went completely tillage.
You try to farm in an eco-friendly way.
Yeah.
What does that mean and how feasible is that for farmers who are looking to run a business?
Well, first of all, we changed to min-till about 15 years ago. And what essentially it means is we got rid of ploughing, deep ploughing, and all we do is cultivate the first 2 inches of the soil. We see many, many benefits of that. It certainly, tilling from year to year gets easier and easier and easier, and the longer you're in it, the easier it gets. And we find it very, very cost-effective.
How many acres are you farming here?
About 400 acres. We have some rented, but the majority of it's our own. We're lucky in that 90% of the ground we have is in one block and the house is nearly in the centre of the block.
And do you have beehives?
They're not our beehives. Local beekeepers, they bring the bees in for us and they're more than welcome.
There's a huge wildlife element to your farming, I gather.
A huge wildlife, and we are quite strict on no shooting policy.
I heard a pheasant up the road there a little while ago.
The place is alive with pheasants, hares. We have a deer that broke out from a local deer farm 30 years ago, and there's a herd of deer rambling around. All the wildlife are more than welcome here, and we will do all in our power to protect them.
We're due a storm this weekend.
Yeah.
Will it affect the crop here?
No, it won't. The bad frost now would certainly affect the crop, but a bit of wind and rain at this stage won't do it that much harm. You will lose some of the colour that's on it, the flowers, but they're naturally going to drop off anyway. So,
when the flowers disappear, pods filled with seed grow.
Those pods are probably about 25 mil at the moment in length. They will probably double that size to about 50 mil, 60 mil in length. And inside, the little green seeds, as they are now, will develop into small black seeds. And that's when they're ready for harvest.
In late July, Patrick harvests them and brings them inside to the processing facility in the yard.
We're looking at the presses that we use to press the oil. So rapeseed oil goes in over the top, it drops into the hoppers, and it's squeezed mechanically in these. So if you consider a 1 metre square field, and in that 1 metre square, we sow 30 little black seeds, like pepper seeds, into those. So there's 30 seeds go in there. From that, we harvest about 180 mils of oil from that 1 square metre is what we get. Once we cut our harvest, the first thing to do is to dry it, and to dry it down to about 7.5% moisture content. Once we get it down to that, it's stable, and then for the rest of the winter, we pump fresh air through it, and that is kept for up to 18 months so that we can draw from it every time we need to press, and we press on a weekly basis. We press twice a week here. Pure clean oil is stored in a large IBC, and then it goes into a bottling line. And here's our new bottling line, which is more or less fully automatic. Any oil that's cold pressed means that there's no heat involved and there's no chemicals involved. But the downside on cold pressing is it leaves about 15, 16, 17% oil left in what's left over it, which is the cake. Whereas chemically extracted oil takes 99% of the oil out, but it leaves residual chemicals in the oil. So that's why cold pressing is more pure and more natural.
That was Louise Denver talking to Patrick Rooney of Derry Camma Farm in County Louth.